1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger, and today on the show, my guests are Green Sky Bluegrass.
It's proven hard to let go. I didn't think it'd be different, you know.
Green Sky Bluegrass mix the energy of stadium rock with the spirit of jam bands, and they play bluegrass instruments like banjo and mandolin through a surprisingly psychedelic set of effects pedals. I asked dobro player Anders Beck to demonstrate a pedal, and let's just say I think I made his day.
It's my favorite part of radio I've ever done in my life.
Right?
No one's ever asked me to do this. I'm so excited.
Green Sky Bluegrass play a ton of shows and festivals, and sometimes they have some pretty special guests hop on stage to sit in, like Phil Lesh from The Grateful Dead.
I learned more about our music from Phil Lesh than I have from us. It was pretty amazing.
Green Sky Bluegrass dropped by the cafe to perform music from their latest album called All for Money, and they started us off with a live rendition of their song Do It Alone.
Heaven's gonna pass you up for living life like this, leaving all but nothing. There's nothing for you to miss. It's by your failing. Doesn't feel good enough. Empty is the words I say. Short as a long-lived day. While it all gets spent, looking for conceived innocence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Green Sky Bluegrass, live here at World Cafe. Amazing musicianship. Yeah.
Why, thanks.
That's so amazing. Okay. So, first things first, can I get either, maybe Anders, you can do this for us. Can we introduce everybody down the line and say what everybody plays? Or you can all, yeah. I'm sure you have a way of doing this. You guys play live shows.
No, I'd love to do this.
Yes.
I love to talk about us. on the banjo is Michael Arlen Bont.
Hello.
On the mandolin, that's Paul Hoffman, everybody. Yes. Mm-hmm. On the bass is Mike Duvall, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
On the guitar is Dave Bruza, everybody. And playing the dobro for you this evening is Anders Beck, everybody.
Thanks for that. You guys, the instrumentation that you have is obviously incredibly special, and because people can't see visually on the radio what you've got going, the pedal setup that you guys have up here on stage is not what one might expect if you say, like, this is a band that has a banjo, a mandolin, a guitar, a bass, and a dobro, but your pedals are basically like you guys are the war on drugs. Like, so... If anybody wants to demonstrate a button, or maybe Anders, you can tell. Yeah?
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
That would be great. You can give us like a before and an after sound, which is fun for radio. All right.
It's my favorite part of radio I've ever done in my life.
Right?
No one's ever asked me to do this. I'm so excited.
Please do it. This is great. But before we hear you do it, so we should tell people that you're playing a dobro, yeah. Which is, it looks like a guitar that's sort of...
Got a hubcap in it.
Got a hubcap in it, yeah. And lying on its side, and it sort of has like a little spaceship thing, or it did on the strings, that's gone now, like a spaceship-looking slide.
Yep, spaceship's involved for sure.
Yeah, and you have picks on your right hand. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so now Radioland knows what we're dealing with.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go for it.
I'm also very handsome, Radioland.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot to say that. Thank you for that. Okay.
Yeah, so this is what dobro normally sounds like. No, that's not good. Sorry.
That's not what it normally sounds.
And then when you press all these buttons, it can do things like this.
So cool. You guys, radio, that's really cool. You're just plucking a string and that sound is, technology. Show us your gear, man. Thank you for that. That's Anders. Anders Beck on dobro. And everybody else has sort of got a similar setup going on. That is really cool. Apparently I'm pedal obsessed, but I forgot to say that I just noticed this while you were playing, that Anders has a pedal that looks like one that's in your pickup truck, and it just says crush on it with an arrow. So that's good. That's the crush pedal. Beware of that one. So I want to talk a little bit about how songs come together for you guys. Who's writing the words? Where does the story come from? And then how does it grow into what we've just heard?
You know, oftentimes songs come to the band as this like kind of singer-songwriter thing, like a guy and a guitar, and then we green sky it. You know.
So what does that mean? You green sky it?
I don't know. I mean,
I think we sort of have to find our place in the texture. Sort of. Actually, the next song we play, I think, is a great example. Paul had this idea and these lyrics that he'd been working on for quite some time, and it existed in. Won this place, so we experimented with a lot of different feels, and then sort of all in the course of a day had created this new idea and saw it through to become this song that didn't exist one morning.
And that day we thought it was our greatest achievement to date on that particular day, because there was nothing in the morning, and by the evening we were really proud of ourselves.
Is that Wish I Didn't Know?
Yeah.
Ah, cool. Here we go.
Saying those things that make me crazy. wish I didn't know. She know you so well, so soon. Shouldn't even be alone with you. Have an idea what we're supposed to do. Wish I didn't know. Here I go spilling my heart with music. Forget everything you've learned about me. If I dare, if I may, have a say in what you remember will be. Out the way, I'm gonna kiss you. She know you so well, so soon. Shouldn't even be alone with you. Have an idea what we're supposed to do. But I wish I didn't know.
Green Sky Bluegrass out live here at World Cafe. I have a question about keeping time, because you're all like sort of keeping time in different ways with your bodies, like some of you are tapping your feet.
Different places too.
Yeah, exactly. But who is the time keeper, or is it a feel thing that happens with all of you, or is it like Mike on bass? Is that how that goes?
I don't care what they say, I'm in charge. As a bass player, whatever I do is right, whether it's wrong or not. It's no. Mm-hmm. We kind of it's a bluegrass thing really that. We do it in our own way, but the whole, we're like a drum kit together, sort of. So it's a constant interplay. I'm sort of the part of my job. If you didn't notice, I'm sort of just like a kick drum. Paul, his chop is the snare a lot, but we sort of have to do this thing together to create sort of the rhythmic pulse. So it's a constant sort of give and take sort of thing that together we create the missing drum set.
Green Sky Bluegrass here at World Cafe. So when we got your stage plot here for how you guys would be laid out on stage, and we were trying to figure out where I would sit to ask you these goofy questions, we put me in a spot that on your stage plot is labeled the sit-in area. The sit-in area, which
you're sitting
is...
sitting in it.
I'm sitting in with you guys. So, but sitting in is something that happens at festivals. It's something that's like particular to bluegrass, I think. So can one of you guys please explain what the sit-in area is that I am sitting in, and what kind of person is usually here?
They're just our friends. Like, we love to have people come play with us. Like last night, our friend Billy Strings came and played music. He sat where you sat at the sit-in area. And, you know, we've had lots of amazing musicians play with us over the years, and it's really cool. Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead sat where you sat right there and played music with us once. That was really cool. Perhaps my favorite.
Let's list them all.
Let's list them all.
All the sit-ins. 15 years.
Well, tell me one thing. Do you see Phil Lesh like backstage somewhere, and you're like, geez, I hope he like comes to our sit-in area tonight, or do you like say that before? Or is he poking his head out the curtain? Like, how do you ask people out for the sit-in area?
He kind of asked us out. He has a venue in California that he invited us to come play at. So it's kind of on his terms for the Phil sit-in. He's hosted us at his venue. And then came up on his stage to play our songs with us. It was pretty epic.
I still talk about that set as one of the things that I learned more about our music from Phil Lesh than I have from us. It was pretty amazing.
Can you say more about that? Like what did you learn that you didn't know before?
To hear him interpret our music was really a special thing, because I consider him to be an absolute musical genius, and to hear his take on our music was educational. And we're on stage just being like, wow, I remember thinking I never would have thought of that note in that song at that point. And he sure did.
Wow. It's probably pretty humbling too, if I think the spirit of the Grateful Dead is at least like a part of the DNA of this band. The fact that he would do his homework and come in having listened to and learned your songs, that's got to be pretty cool.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. You guys were featured in a documentary about Sam Bush, the legendary mandolin player and somebody who's considered to be the father of bluegrass music, I guess. And you guys have bluegrass in your name, but you're not a bluegrass band. That's not the way that I would solely describe you. But it just seems like the spirit of what you guys do is in keeping with the people who we love and respect who make bluegrass music. Can you speak to that a little bit or add to that?
We keep the roles of a bluegrass band really well. Like, we do mandolin, bass, banjo stuff like a bluegrass band would do them, even though we do all these like weird rock and roll things that are scary and psychedelic. But we also really enjoy playing bluegrass. We play a couple bluegrass songs per night. And I think, you know, just to get people interested, we all became interested in bluegrass sort of through the back way from Olden in the Way or the Newgrass Revival. And then once learning that we love the music, then became into the like original stuff. And I think we do that for a lot of people. So, you know, the bluegrass right, whoever they may be,
big bluegrass.
Yeah, big bluegrass.
Yeah.
We bring people to that, you know, who don't know that they like it. So we're helping celebrate the musical history.
Yeah, amen to that. Anders, did you want to add something?
And at the same time, ruining that musical history by ourselves. You know?
Well, would you play us something else and ruin it and or make it better?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so this one's called All for Money.
What if we'd done it all for money? Nobody ever even really cared. We can't pay to come clear it all away, to start fresh and learn it all again. Maybe it's just like Elvis on the big screen. Someone lied in your dream. Darwin and his silly idea. nothing left but to fall. They used to love this, why don't they like it? When I'm just trying to grow, could be like sending people into outer space with no real finish to the race. Money from nonsense. Nonsense. Living large on the useless. Useless.
Green Sky. Lo-Fi Bluegrass, All For Money is the name of their new album. That really is something. Anders, Dave, Mike, Paul, Michael, thank you guys so much. Really.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think our session was over? I'm Talia Schlanger. You're listening to World Cafe. That's what everyone on the radio heard. But here, I would like to play for you three extra bonus live recordings that Green Sky Bluegrass did for us when they came in for that session. We're going to start our bonus set with this one. It's called Murder of Crows.
Since the day that she said, she had a lot to say, but the words just blew away. Letters got placed for things she didn't say. And behold, this road. The rest of the murder barrels from the telephone wires. Lost lovers, friends, well, they will all attend. The roses and incense on the funeral pyre. Thank you. across the room. No one's prayers are answered too soon. But I can remember when you first fell for me. Near the bottom I was mostly empty. Ashes in the moonlight make the time stand still. No one's loved you this much than I will. When it's the morning's time to come, let's not finish what we have begun. No walls to hold you in. My love makes a space to begin. But if we can, maybe we should skip the start. You can have the pieces of my heart. Ashes in the moonlight make the time stand still. No one's loved you this much than I will. When it's the morning's time to come, let's not finish what we have begun. Sit on a wing, man, travel far along the back again. It's not mine anymore, not memory. Fever dreams that fade easily. It's not mine anymore. Lost to bygone centuries. And by God, I wish they'd come back home to me. Thank you.
into the night, slip between my vision and my sight. There is not time anymore, I'll release it to the sound of every quiet place I've ever found.
There you go. You basically just went to a Green Sky Bluegrass show. That was Wish I Didn't Know, before that Ashes, and at the start of that set, Murder of Crows. They performed all of those songs for us from their latest record called All for Money here at World Cafe. Thanks to the whole band for coming in. Thanks to our World Cafe producer, John Myers. I'm Talia Schlanger, and you are listening to the World Cafe from NPR.